Joe.
My favorite singers in the whole world right there, Elin Jewell, y'all. First ran into Elin at the Strawberry Music Festival in Yosemite. I think that was the first time, or was it, or it might have been Utah, Salt Lake City. And she just blew everybody's mind, man. And she's got this guitar player with her, man, plays in her band. Is he still with you? That dude is cold-blooded. The whole band is, man. Where we at, man? I'm just having too much fun.
It's all good. We're here. We got a long afternoon ahead. They gave us a double album this year.
Did you tell everybody what the album was? Did he tell you?
Well, we told him, but we just didn't tell him the right album. We told him an album.
Because, see, there was two people on this on your Facebook page that got it right, that guessed it, that I saw. And then yesterday, Tony Lawson from WDVX is in town from Knoxville. He's a friend of ours. And he comes up and he goes, "Hey, by the way, this album is is the cat's out? Does anybody? We know what it is, right? Okay. It's been one of those things. It's like, don't say a word. I've been so nervous about this whole thing, man.
Okay, all right. Well, I think what Mike is saying is that he really, really, really gets a good vibe from Merlefest, but he's still a little bit nervous around y'all. So can you make him feel a little bit more comfortable here?
Thank y'all so much. The album is One Man Wants to Know.
We kind of knew that would happen.
Aptly named Before the Flood.